the music I've ever heard.
Be right out! Denise, the taxi's here to take us to the airport.
Okay, Mom, I don't know what to pack.
Honey, you're going to the Caribbean. Put a swimsuit in the bag.
Well, Mrs. Huxtable goes to Washington.
Listen, you're going to be late. You better get a move on.
Oh, That's right. I don't know why I always wait to the last minute to pack. I'm going to miss this plane. I just know it.
Well, I just want you to know that I will be missing you when you're in Washington.
Well, I'll leave you a number where you can call me in case there's any problem. It's not going to be so easy for you these next couple of days with me in Washington, Denise in the Caribbean with Martin. You're going to be alone with the girls.
So?
Well, if there's a problem, the girls are more inclined to come to me and talk about it.
Yeah, well, they come to me also, dear. It's just that I don't go around bragging about it.
Of course you're right.
Well, thank you.
And you know Rudy has a paper due in school tomorrow.
That's right.
And the subject is?
English.
Wrong. It's history.
Well, it's written in English.
I think I better leave this in the kitchen where the girls can see it.
Well, goodbye, winter. Hello to some sunshine.
Hello.
So, Dad, here is the number where Martin and I will be in case there's any trouble.
Why is everybody giving me a number in case there's any trouble with somebody? There's not going to be any trouble.
Well, Dad, I was only offering because you haven't spent a lot of time alone with Olivia.
Listen, Olivia, you have to tell them. When she and Martin went to Rhode Island, you and I had a wonderful time together, didn't we, Olivia?
Yes, and we talked about where babies come from.
That is correct.
Dad, that is my job. I wanted to do that.
We talked about the stork.
I had to tell you all about it. You knew nothing.
I'll get it!
Denise, please take our things to the taxi. I want to say goodbye to Vanessa.
Okay.
No, Christine, it won't be any problem coming to your party. You see, my mom is going to be in Washington, so she'll never find out. It's perfect timing. Yeah, let me get a pencil to write down your address. Christine, let me call you back. Bye.
Christine?
Yeah.
Christine from your aerobics class, the college student?
Yeah.
So what's going on at her apartment tomorrow night?
She's just having a few friends over.
I see. You're not going to a college party where they're going to be guys 4 and 5 years older than you. Forget it.
Mom, can I help it if I'm so mature that older men find me attractive? You're forcing me to socialize with people my own age, and it's holding back my intellectual development.
Darling, what I'm holding back here has nothing to do with intellect. Now, don't think because I'm in Washington, you can just up and do as you please, and I won't know about it. I have eyes and ears everywhere, dear.
Well, I might as well be living in a prison.
Don't worry about it. One day you'll have children. You'll have a lifetime sentence. Bye, sweetie.
You know, you really shouldn't sneak up on me when I'm on the phone.
I'm sorry, Vanessa. But it was so much fun.
Well, my best daughter doing homework. Good.
Daddy?
Uh-huh?
Everybody in school hates me. I need someone to talk to. Do you have the phone number to Mom in Washington?
Yes, but if there's something you want to talk about, you could tell me.
Well, Beth told me that everyone in the class hated my guts. And the only person who liked me was the teacher. And the only reason she liked me was because she's paid to. Everyone thinks that I call Beth a goof face, and I didn't.
Then you go back and you just tell them that you didn't say it.
I can't. See, Morgan's the one who really called Beth the goof face. So I went to Morgan and said she should go to Beth and tell her the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan started to cry. And then everyone saw how upset she was and started hating me.
I think you have to go back and address your friends and say to them, I am your friend and I tell the truth. Now, here is the truth. And don't get angry with me just because Morgan runs off crying because it was her fault. And I'm sure that these people will say to you, okay, you're absolutely correct. Bingo.
Okay, Dad. I'll give it a try.
Hey, listen, it's only right.
But now I just have to stay up all night writing this paper on Valley Forge.
Valley Forge?
Yeah.
Now, Dad. Dad knows about Valley Forge. Now, let's see. Where are you? George Washington is made a commander. Yeah, now, Valley Forge, see? Valley Forge. George Washington and his lawyer. You need a dictionary. Go get the dictionary. We're going to get a dictionary, and you're going to write a paper. Woo-hoo-hoo! George Washington.
Hey, Olivia, what's up?
I'm bored. Want to play with me?
Sorry, I don't have time. I just dropped off some of Dad's socks I borrowed.
I can do splits. Want to see one?
I saw you do splits, and it's great, but I really have to go.
Wait. Did you ever hear me sing?
Yeah, I heard you sing Twist and Shout, remember? And it was really cute.
I can do Blue Suede Shoes.
Olivia, I'd love to hear it, but I really have a meeting I have to get to. See you later.
Hey, son.
Hey, Dad.
How you doing?
Want to hear me sing Blue Suede Shoes?
Oh, you know what? I have patients downstairs, hon. I'm sorry, I can't hear it right now.
Nobody wants to play with me.
Oh, yes, they do. Listen, why don't you take her for a little walk? Come on.
Dad, I'm going to the Café de Balzac.
All right, well, then take her to the Café de Balzac with you for a while, please. She looks pitiful.
Okay, Olivia, let's go.
Right.
Uncle Theo's taking you to the village.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah.
Dad, I brought back some of the socks I borrowed.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry I couldn't wash them.
That's all right. We expect that.
A lot, Dad.
Thanks a lot. What? Now what happened?
I did what you told me at school.
Yeah.
I went over to the girls and said we should forgive each other.
Uh-huh.
But they said I was pushy for coming over. Now they hate me even more.
Well, I'm sorry they feel that way.
Dad, why did you tell me to do that?
Because I thought you were dealing with civilized people.
But Daddy, they're my friends. And it's no fun walking around all by myself. Why did I listen to you in the first place? Mom would have never told me to do anything like that.
Oh, boy. Well, okay. Well, let's try to get a little help here.
Theo, my brother. Hey. You and I have been looking all over for you. We want to invite you to what's going to be the greatest party of the century. Women from 3 colleges are going to be there.
3. You guys, I can't make it. I already promised Olivia I would spend the afternoon with her and buy her hot chocolate.
Okay, enjoy. Hey, I better warn you. I think Terry's your waitress.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, you remember her, the one that never gives you the time of day? Bye, yeah. Olivia. Adios.
Adios, amigo.
So, Olivia, here we are.
That sounds like a good party.
Yeah, I know.
You going to take me home?
Nope. You're the only girl I want to be with today.
May I help you?
Terry, your coming over here is help enough.
And your leaving would be an even bigger help.
No, she's funny.
Oh. Well, who's this little sweetheart?
Olivia.
She's adorable. Is this your daughter?
Me? No. She's my step-niece. I'm very single.
I'm so impressed that you brought her in here.
I believe in staying close to my family. I like to pass on what I've learned, especially to someone as young as her, because she is our future.
Do you mind if I just sit here for a minute?
No, here, sit. She can sing, too.
She can?
Yeah. Olivia, Blue Suede Shoes, hit it.
1 for the money, 2 for the show. 3 to get it ready, now cool, can't go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do what you want, but don't step on my blue suede shoes. You can knock me down, step on my face, call my name and total disgrace, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes.
Ladies, you're about to see an incredible feat for a 4-year-old. Olivia, a split. Hit it.
Wow. That's great. Well, Olivia, that was wonderful.
Thank you. Ladies, I'm going to take Olivia to Central Park tomorrow to go ice skating, but I'm not exactly sure what time. So if you want to leave your names and phone numbers with me, I'm sure I can find some time to call you and let you know. Now, ladies, please write legibly. It'd be a shame if you didn't get to see Olivia again because I couldn't read your phone numbers.
Do you want my phone number?
Yes. No. Justine, I know you're wondering what I'm doing.
I have a pretty good idea.
No, see? It's not what you think. I'm getting these phone numbers for Olivia. She's new in town and she needs friends.
Well, that's very sweet of you. I'm so ashamed of myself. Here I am thinking that you were just using this sweet little girl to meet women and get their phone numbers.
Who gets the phone numbers?
Oh, I'll take them. Theo has a tendency to be careless and loses things. Thank you.
Easy come, easy go.
Mrs. McGee.
Yes, Kenneth, what is it?
How long do I have to stay after school?
Cheer up. You've got less than 2 minutes left. And while we're sitting here, Kenneth, I'd like to ask you a few questions. Do you enjoy the subject of history?
Yes.
And do you find my classes interesting and maybe even sometimes stimulating?
Yes.
And are you answering in the affirmative because I'm asking the questions?
Yes.
Has anyone ever told you that talking to you is like taking a multiple choice test?
Yes.
You try my patience, Kenneth. You really try my patience.
Thank you.
Your time's up. You can go home now. But in future, Kenneth, I want you to take every single assignment I give you seriously and do the very best job you can. Success in life depends on a good education.
Not always.
I beg your pardon?
That's not what my brother says.
What does your brother say?
My brother says, it's not what you know, it's who you know.
I see. And who does your brother know?
Nobody. That's why he doesn't have a job.
Go home, Kenneth.
I'll do better next time I have a paper to write.
Guess what? Next time is now. I want you to redo your paper tonight on Valley Forge and have it on my desk first thing in the morning.
Should have kept my mouth shut. Hi, Dr.
Don't run in the hall, Kenneth. Sorry about that, Dr. Huxtable. How nice to see you.
Thank you.
Come right in and sit down anywhere.
Thank you.
Now then, you telephoned and you want to talk about Rudy?
Yes, I want to talk about Rudy because she's very, very saddened by the fact that she says that her friends are not talking to her, that they hate her. I tried to explain life and people to her, but it just seems to have, things have just gotten worse.
Let me ask you something. Did you talk to Mrs. Huxtable before you gave Rudy all this splendid advice?
No.
She's out of town, isn't she?
How did you know that?
Well, I remember when you came to see me about Vanessa, Mrs. Huxtable was out of town. And I remember when you came to see me about Denise, Mrs. Huxtable was out of town. So I just assumed that when your wife is away, you get a bit bamboozled by those daughters of yours.
but what about this experience with Rudy?
Oh, Dr. Huxtable, children Rudy's age behave very strangely, I'm afraid, at times. I mean, one day they're best friends, and then the next day they're not speaking to one another, and for no apparent reason. Now, you see, Rudy may be in big trouble today. But I will bet you any amount of money that in a couple of weeks she'll be the most popular girl in this class. So, if you'll take my advice, you'll just step back and let it pass.
Thank you.
Before you go, could I have another few minutes of your time, Dr. Huxtable? You probably don't know, but I gave the children a paper to write on Valley Forge. And I wanted to read you a few of them and then talk to you about Rudy's. Let me see. Oh, yes. Here's Kenneth's paper. You know Kenny.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of potential. Difficult, but a lot of potential. The men from Valley Forge fought in a war. Many died. They did not have food and supplies. I would write more, but I don't have to. It's all in my history book. And now this is Amy's paper. Amy is a hard worker, bright girl. George Washington and his men spent the winter in Valley Forge. It was in 1777. It was cold. They had very little supplies, but they were brave. They lasted until spring. Now, I'll read you a few lines of Rudy's paper. Honestly, I was just amazed. She has an enormous grasp of history. George Washington and his men faced hardship and sacrifice in pursuit of a dream. A dream called America. She refers to the harrowing campaign of 1777. The insurmountable obstacles threatening ultimate success. And my absolute favorite. My absolute favorite, the ubiquitous melancholy that descended on the downtrodden warriors. It's just terrific, isn't it? I mean, it gets better every time I read. I think Rudy should go straight to college.
She's a very bright girl.
Only one problem. You'd have to go with her.
I beg your pardon?
When Mrs. Huxtable helps Rudy with the paper, her 11-year-old capabilities come shining through. And when you help her with her paper, I get ubiquitous melancholy and downtrodden warriors. When is Mrs. Huxtable coming home?
Tomorrow.
Thank God.
Well, thank you.
My pleasure.
I'll be going now.
Before you go, Dr. Huxtable, I want you to go to the blackboard and write 100 times, I will not do my child's homework for her.
That is funny.
I'm not joking. Start writing.
I'm not in your class.
You walk into this room, you're mine. Start writing. Don't write big. Dr. Huxtable.
Yes, ma'am.
Would you walk me to my car?
It might be a harrowing experience.
Well, if we don't run into any insurmountable obstacles, I'm sure that we'll have ultimate success.
Yes.
I usually go to Mom when I want to talk about something like this, but I think you'd be really good for it.
I'm all ears.
Now, if you're too busy, I can call Mom.
Sit down.
Dad, I'm thinking of going to this party at my friend Christine's house,
mm-hmm.
where I know no one will be doing any drugs or drinking.
I hope so.
The problem is when I get to school on Monday, the kids who do drugs and alcohol are going to call me antisocial because I went to Christine's, who won't allow any of them in her house.
Uh-huh.
I'm just not going to go. Thanks, Dad.
No. Sit down here. Sit down here. Are you telling me that you are not going to go to a party because on Monday you're afraid of what these drunkies and junkies are going to be saying to you? And I'm telling you, go to that party.
You're saying you want me to go to Christine's party?
You have fun and stay an extra hour later. Now, you go ahead, hon. Enjoy yourself.
Thank you, Dad.
Thank you, honey. We're open all night.
How are you?
I am just fine now that I can hear from you.
Yeah.
All the children are just fine.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I just had a little discussion with Vanessa.
About what?
Well, you know, she wants to go to a party, and because this person who's throwing the party doesn't allow people who do drugs and alcohol there, she claims that when she gets back to school on Monday, the drunkies and the druggies are going to be making so much of a fuss about it, she doesn't want to go to this party. So I said, you go.
Cliff, who's having this party?
The girl's name, Christine.
Christine is a college student, darling, with her own apartment. There are going to be guys at that party who will be 4, 5, maybe even 6 years older than Vanessa. And I have already told that little wench that she's not to go. She has hoodwinked you, darling. She got you good this time.
So, Dad, how do I look? Hello?
Hello, Vanessa.
The Cosby Show was taped before a studio audience.